3. Artist and printmaker Angela Harding shares how beautiful coast and countryside inspires her work.
Drawn to Norfolk. Avocets at Blakeney and curlews at Mawston. Seals at Horsey, even the Stukey Lion. The wildlife and landscape of Norfolk has long been a rich source of inspiration and wonder for artist and printmaker Angela Harding. There's a unique beauty, she says, of the coastline. There's the feeling of openness and wildness, the salty air and the strong winds wrapping round you. It's a haunting atmosphere, made richer by the constant call of the wading birds. On each visit, I have seen something memorable. Angela has been coming here for more than 20 years. She and her husband, Mark, live in the tiny, landlocked county of Rutland, so North Norfolk is the closest coastline to home, and they used to moor their 24-foot wooden sailing boat at Mawston. With no sailing experience between them, though, for the first 3 years they never left the harbour, going back and forth in Blakeney Point and going through safety drills with their 4 young children. In those early years, when Angela and Mark were both working full-time in their respective careers and looking after their family, they didn't really have time to use the boat, but would squeeze visits into any available windows of time. No matter how tired I was after work, once we were heading east, it always felt like a great idea, says Angela. It did mean it was late when we arrived, so we would watch the most beautiful sunsets. Or we would leave Rutland in the dark and get to the boat by first light. Walking out to the pontoon would always be accompanied by birdsong, reed buntings, linnets. There's no better way to observe birds and wildlife than from the back of a sailing boat, she says, and a single wading bird on the mud when the tide is out can provide as much inspiration as a spectacular, rare sighting. Sitting on deck in the early mornings or at the end of the day, Angela recalls watching seals basking and geese in formation overhead. We can be sitting on the deck having a cup of tea and hundreds of geese will be flying to their roost for the night. The noise gets louder and louder as they get nearer. If a mast is up, they'll part either side of it as they fly past. For a while you feel as if you're part of the flock. I love the romance of being on the boat, she says. The experience of just being on the water, seeing the birds properly and forgetting all the rubbish that gets in between you and what you love to do. You feel like you're using the whole of the day and can just be you. The proximity to your environment, to what's going on, is breathtaking. Living deep in the English countryside in a 1930s railway worker's cottage, Angela usually looks out on sheep grazing on the rolling hillside. And it's here that she creates her distinctive, stylized images of coastal scenes, country walks, birds on the wing, or foxes, deer, or hares in profile, all of which have attracted a vast and appreciative audience. Her beautiful designs can be seen on book covers, cards, jigsaws, tea towels, notebooks, cushions, and her advent calendar, which each year is a collector's item. There's been a revival of interest in printmaking and craft-made processes, she says. We live in a digital age where everything can be quite slickly produced, but people seem to respond to the hand-cut image. After sketching the barest of outlines in her notebook from her observations of animals, birds, or landscapes, Angela translates her drawings into intricately worked, bold and vivid lino-cut prints. She meticulously and methodically scores the surface of a sheet of lino with a tiny chisel, cutting and paring away to create an intricate relief, which she then inks and handprints to create her stunning scenes of the natural environment. The technique she uses lends itself to her subject. The violence of carving and cutting into the surface of the lino lends a power and strength to the image, she says. And she's gone through a period of thought and interpretation from seeing and sketching a scene to then turning it into a print. I think that's why I like being a printmaker, because you're actually taking a drawing and transposing it physically onto another medium. But it is time-consuming. A book cover can take 4 to 6 weeks to complete, and one tiny slip and hours of work could be ruined. She was introduced to printmaking while she was a student at Leicester Polytechnic in the late 70s. Family life interrupted her ambition for a few years, but as the children grew older, Angela determined to make her artwork commercially successful and go beyond galleries and exhibitions to reach a wider audience. She worked as an illustrator for magazine articles, produced greeting cards and sold prints. But then she started to gain commissions to design book covers. There were poetry books for Faber, a series of P.D. James crime novels, and The Salt Path by Raina Wynne. She became very much in demand, and recent work has included Blossom Eyes by poet laureate Simon Armitage and the illustrated edition of Wilding by Isabella Tree. "My work has been on a lot of book covers now," says Angela, "and there aren't many bookshops you go into where you won't spy one. That's a lovely thing. It's very rewarding." Her design for a Christmas novel by crime writer Val McDermid led to a publisher commissioning a book dedicated solely to Angela's work. Called A Year Unfolding, it charted her career through the passing of the seasons. And it was so successful, a second title, Wild Light, quickly followed, exploring a printmaker's day and night, celebrating how the morning, noon and fading light changes nature around us. A third volume, called Still Waters and Wild Waves, focuses on Angela's love of water with the rivers and sea in East Anglia, the islands of Shetland and Scilly, and the coastal path in Cornwall. This year, a series of four books of Angela's prints is to be published. Summer's Hum has just been released. With her thriving internet business now employing five people and her ongoing regular communications to followers on Instagram and a newsletter, life is busy. But Angela is determined to ensure that she makes space for doing the things that she loves, exploring the countryside and the coastline, visiting family and friends, and creating more prints. There are sailing trips around the islands in Scotland planned and a residency on Fair Isle. But there will also be plenty of time spent in Norfolk this year. Her daughter has married into a Norfolk family, so there are grandchildren to visit. And Angela's recent purchase of a camper van, which she calls Steve, gives her flexibility and freedom to call by at any time. "I take the van and camp down the road from them, and then I go for a trundle up the coast. I think all of us are drawn to the sea," Angela says, "and I think it's made extra special when you don't see it every day, when you have a journey to get there. It's like anything in life. It's good to have a break so you don't take it for granted. You see it afresh. When I haven't seen the sea for a while, there's a sense of rediscovery." Summer's Hum by Angela Harding is published by Sphere and priced £12.99.